Capstone Marketing, and I am delighted to be speaking today with Leslie Leach, the Manager of Marketing and Business Development at Armanino McKenna, LLP. Leslie was honored as the 2010 Rookie of the Year at the recent annual AIM Summit held in Washington, D.C. in June. Leslie joined Armanino McKenna in August of 2009 as a senior staff member in marketing and business development and was quickly promoted to manager less than 5 months after her start date. She is responsible for driving marketing initiatives and generating business opportunities for the consulting department at Armanino McKenna. Prior to joining the firm, Leslie ran her own catering business and also spent 4 years with the Clorox Company in brand management and other marketing positions where she led a $40 million new product project. Leslie has made an impact at Armanino McKenna in the short period of time that she's been with the firm. Again, this is less than 1 year. She developed a department-wide marketing plan and calendar for their consulting department and worked individually with partners and managers to help them be productive business developers. Leslie conceived and executed the idea of a call-a-thon to follow up on a marketing campaign in which she brought together more than 50 of the firm's partners and managers, trained them in cold calls, provided incentives and motivation, and delivered more than 20 prospective clients meetings for the firm as a result of Leslie's marketing programs, coaching of their team, and her individual prospecting efforts. Armanino McKenna has nearly doubled the size of their consulting department pipeline in the 8 months that she had been with the firm. Wow! Leslie, how does it feel to be Rookie of the Year?
Well, it feels great. It's nice to know that the leaders of my firm are supportive of me, and it was a lot of fun to go for the first time to the AIM conference and get so much out of it, and then at the end of the day to get the award as well. So that was really nice.
Right, so that was a pretty good conference for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Leslie, what factors enable you to be successful at your firm?
Well, I think one of the most important things is that the leadership of the firm really believes in marketing and sort of experimenting to figure out what works and really putting the resources into marketing that we need, even applying sales and marketing tactics from other industries that may not have been typically used in our industry and seeing what we can learn from that and what we can apply. So I think that the firm leadership is very forward thinking from a sales and marketing perspective. And I think that just gives me a lot to work with and, you know, kind of the resources and support and willingness to, you know, make an impact in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing I guess I would say for me personally is I think that being new to the industry but having a pretty solid marketing background in brand management and from, you know, I majored in marketing in business school, that I can kind of take those more general and cross-industry marketing principles and use those to kind of make my case for what we do and sort of support my recommendations. And so I think that helps to kind of take that marketing background and be able to show, you know, why this is the right thing to do and you know, what is the thought behind it that, you know, makes you believe it's going to work and that kind of thing. So,
but it really sounds then like you're doing your homework so that when you have an idea that you want to pitch, you've done your homework ahead of time to be able to make the case of why they should approve that project or whatever it is.
You know, I don't know if it's that or so much as, you know, I feel like over time, you know, certain principles just kind of are so, I'm so convinced of them that they're just part of my belief system. And so they, you know, they're just kind of there to draw on. And I think that's what's been the most fun for me, is to be able to, you know, pull some kind of something that I came to believe strongly, say, in the consumer products world. For example, you know, if you're speaking to your consumer target, you want to talk to the real bullseye. You know, think about your perfect target, and you'll also be speaking to the people around them, but you want to craft your message for that, really that bullseye. And that's the kind of thing that I just always apply in everything I do, but it's not necessarily something that our accounting partners have thought about a lot. So I feel like I can help a lot by bringing some of those concepts, you know, to the table and being able to persuade them, you know, here's why we don't want to give a message that's kind of everything to everybody. You know, the more impactful way of doing it is to, you know, really hone in on this very, you know, this sort of perfect target, and that's going to resonate more, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. So it's really an educational process as well.
Yeah, I think it is. I think probably, you know, most people who are marketing for accounting firms, you know, the accounting partners or the consulting partners don't necessarily, you know, have an extensive marketing background. So I would imagine that, you know, I'm one of many who kind of fill that role.
Right. What has been your most surprising discovery about accounting marketing?
I think I would say that that kind of the same things work in this industry as sort of from the, especially from a sales perspective, from the smallest to the biggest thing you're trying to sell. I feel like the same kind of principles apply and the same things work. And I'll give you an example. You know, you mentioned I had a catering business that I ran prior to coming to accounting marketing. You know, the very, very typical career path.
That's right. And catering, exactly. Accounting marketing.
Yeah. And one thing I learned from that, and so a lot of what I did was business development, and I'd always be going out to businesses and making sales calls and, you know, putting together partnerships with fitness clubs or other kind of healthcare agencies or different things that we provided, you know, food service for. And one of the things that always amazed me is I would compare notes with my father, who had another very glamorous business, which was he rented out the entrance mats that you wipe your feet on when you go when you go into a building, and they're dust mops and they're rags and those kinds of things. It's called an industrial laundry. And he did the same thing. He would be, you know, he would make sales calls and we would compare notes, and we just felt it was as if we were running the same business, even though they couldn't have been more different.
Right.
And then I just find the most surprising thing is that all of those things about, you know, getting face-to-face with people and, you know, if you can get them to try something, they're much more likely to become a client. Like, one of the things I feel like is if you meet somebody once, you know, it may or may not go somewhere, but if you meet them twice, there is sort of magic in that. And all of the same things totally, I feel like they apply in the consulting world as well. So
right.
It's funny to me how similar these vastly different businesses, you know, how things work. Because I think it's just so much of sales is, you know, just the human aspect of it.
Absolutely. What has been your biggest challenge in accounting marketing?
I would say the long sales cycle is hard for me to be patient with, that you sort of don't get that immediate reward back from what you do, and that especially the bigger projects can take, you know, months and months to close. We just had an example of that where we just closed our biggest deal of the year, which was fantastic. It just happened in July, but I had gone out with for the first time to the client in last October,
Oh
and so
goodness,
it's
so
that
9 months later.
that's a lot of patience to ask of me.
Right,
not particularly patient.
Right, but I guess you know your support is even needed that much more because you do need to stay in front of that prospect and follow up. And,
right,
you know,
that
not let those
nurturing
leaves, you know, die on the
cycle.
vine.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now, I know that everybody is going to want to know how you brought together those 50 partners and managers and had them cold call, which, I'll repeat, resulted in 20 prospective client meetings for the firm. How did you do that?
Well, I would definitely say it was a team effort, for sure. So I think what I've kind of learned over time is the more kind of soup to nuts that we make a particular marketing program, that seems to get us the best results. So if we're trying to get partners and managers involved, it's best if we kind of, you know, do if we're with them every step of the way. So in this case, marketing had, before I joined the firm, marketing had been charged with creating a lead generation campaign. So they had created this very creative and unique golf-themed mailing, which was around a golf challenge, like a putting challenge that, you know, so we were kind of challenging the prospects to a putting match. And so they had created the materials around that. And, you know, my thought when I came in is, okay, well, I feel like we could make this much more impactful if we follow up on it, you know, rather than just doing the mailings, but also with phone calls. So that was kind of how it started. And I'd say, I will say there was some, conscious selection of which partners and managers participated. So to own up to that,
right.
You know, maybe if it was sort of everyone, you know, that wouldn't have been quite as, the percentage may not have, of enthusiastic participation may not have been quite as high.
I understand.
You know, really just tried to make it fun and very, very supported. So, you know, when we kind of had a night where everyone came together and, you know, we had food and drink and, you know, kind of our chief marketing officer and I kind of role played what the phone calls would look like and gave people a script to use so that they weren't, you know, floundering and, you know, gave everyone spreadsheets to track. And then kind of they'd go off and make calls for 45 minutes and then they came back in and we kind of debriefed, okay, what worked well, what didn't, and, you know, what can we learn from each other? And we said, who got some? And, you know, people came back and they got some. And so we were so excited and we put them up on the board and gave some prizes out and then sent everyone out for another round of calls and then, you know, came back and debriefed again. And we kind of did that on a couple of different nights.
Right.
And then
okay.
the accountability portion, I also think, was really important. Just, you know, having people turn in those spreadsheets and then going back with the ones that needed to be following up on and having incentives for that. And the following up is never fun, but I think it just makes a huge difference in getting the, you know, the rate of compliance
right.
higher.
But also you were creating a sense of excitement and fun, as opposed to dread, which
yeah.
most people would have when it would come to making those calls.
The best part was one consultant who was kind of a new manager. He said he was just really nervous all day, but he wanted to do it, and he was just so proud of himself after. And that made me so happy. Like, he just had a big breakthrough.
Exactly. It's almost like making a conversion. You know, he's a believer now, right?
Yeah.
What is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
My best advice, I think, is to not be afraid to focus. I think that one thing I that happens to a lot of people is, you know, we're pulled in so many different directions and people want to use us in different ways. And, you know, sort of everyone wants a piece of you, you know, to help them achieve what they want to achieve. And I think that, you know, my advice is like, you know what works. And you know, just like they can't be everything to everyone in the market, you know, you can't be everything to everyone in your firm. So I think, you know, I just try to focus on what works and focus on the things that I believe are most impactful and try to screen out the things that aren't and, you know, always just lean on the edge of being very targeted in what we say and in what we take on and what I'm asking people to do, like just as sort of targeted and focused as possible. That's and I don't necessarily succeed
well,
in
you
doing
know,
that, but that's what I always try to do.
Right. I mean, that's great advice. How do you deal with partners or managers who want your time and you know that it's not one of the more focused efforts or perhaps the best way that you could be spending your time? How do you handle that?
I'll try to sort of give them self-help, I guess. You know, if there's something that I don't think it makes sense for me to take on, but it's something that they could do with, you know, a little bit of coaching or guidance, then, you know, that would kind of be my approach. Because, you know, the more that, you know, I as a marketer can get other people to do the sales and marketing, you know, for me, essentially, it's just a bigger sales team. You know, if mm-hmm. I were just doing all of the sales efforts, you know, we'd get a few things. But if everybody was doing effective business development activities, we would get, you know, the same result times 20 because there's 20
right.
more people doing it. So,
right.
you know, I always see anything that, like, I can just help them so we can have more scale behind our business development efforts. You know, I think that's a way that I can really have an impact while only being, you know, one person who, you know, works 4 days a week and, you know.
Right. So it's important that you're using your time to its best use.
Yeah, and just sort of getting, you know, getting the whole organization to be more effective by doing the right activities and doing them in the best way possible. You know, I really think helping the partners and managers focus on the right business development activities is probably the biggest thing I can do to move the needle, you know, compared to anything else, because it's just everything's multiplied by, a big team.
Right. Right. Wonderful. Leslie, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations
so
again
welcome.
On being
thank
honored
you.
As the 2010 Rookie of the Year.
Thank you.
Congratulations.